Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Josh Newberg here out of the first break down in Florida. We'll have Berg with us, 24/7 Sports, and also the Big Three Roll-Up. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry, top of hour number two. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600, if you'd like to dial us in. Twitter at Bill is King and email the show BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Got a DM a couple of days ago from Paragon SC. Big Southern Cal football fan from Cali. Lives in New York City, but from Cali. Big Pac-12 fan, knows the region, knows the area. Known him for years. He sent me a message, and it was a tweet from somebody I'm not familiar with, which said, paraphrasing the following, there's about to be a story from out west, which is big. It's going to affect the power structure of the teams out west. Can't say much more than that, but there's a doozy on the horizon. Now, my first reply was, what are you talking about? The power structure on the West Coast. There is no power structure on the West Coast. West Coast football right now is not respected among the big boys. Hadn't done anything to be respected, right? If there is a team that might be a little ahead of the others, maybe Oregon, but that's not clear. Southern Cal isn't what it should be. Washington isn't what it ought to be. UCLA's been down for quite a long time. But there is a story that's out there. Having said all that, and a lot of you hit me up on Wednesday with this story that came out. It's about Arizona State and Herm Edwards, and apparently there is trouble there. NCAA is sniffing around. Now, I'm not sure I trust the NCAA to get to the bottom of anything, but apparently they have lots of information regarding this story about Arizona State, Herm Edwards, and the football program. Apparently, there's specific evidence of multiple examples of high school prospects taking illicit, and this is a Yahoo story, illicit on-campus recruiting trips to the Arizona State campus. If you've ever been there, that place is beautiful. Arizona State is one of the most scenic, nice, gorgeous campuses you could go to. Any campus in America. Also, just for you young dudes they redshirt Miss America's there. If any campus rivals Ole Miss when it comes to co-eds, it would be Arizona State. Anyways, back to the topic. That's not the topic. These illicit on-campus recruiting trips came during that long, prolonged dead period that lasted about 15 months. This past year, it ended on June 1 of the month we're in right now. Long, long, long dead period because of the pandemic. NCAA rules banned players from visiting campus during that period of time. According to this evidence, this information, high school players took trips to campus, and those trips were also even paid for. So they were conducting, allegedly, official visits during all of this. Remember how much we talked about how very few players were getting to any campus? And if you did so, you had to do it yourself, and you could not be escorted by a coach or anybody else. Maybe they would Zoom you on your phone and say, okay, that building right there is this, and this is, but you couldn't. You couldn't be doing anything officially. Sources said members of the football program deliberately, blatantly, and consistently broke rules related to hosting players during the dead period, including Coach Herm Edwards meeting with recruits. Also, there's evidence of pictures, or there are pictures of the visits, including Edwards, Herm Edwards, with a recruit who ended up enrolling at Arizona State. Quote, it's clear whoever provided it had a ton of access and knowledge of the football program. See, there's a snitch who had a bunch of information and pictures and notes, and they apparently sent it to the NCAA and to the front office at Arizona State. And it goes on and on and on. It says staff members at Arizona State, at least 30 players visited campus over a span of months of practice. So common, coaches at Arizona State referred to it as official visits in staff meetings. Coaches bumped into recruits and families in a back stairwell, and a routine developed of facility tours being given around 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. at night. One weekend in October, there were so many high school kids visiting that a staff member parked a 12-person van in the staff parking lot to tour around recruits. The visits spanned months, sources said, including some in October, the weekend of the UCLA game in December, and through the spring game, which one source said was like an official visit weekend. And again, it goes on and on and on. You can look it up. Now, Arizona State has been a better program than people thought it would be under Herm Edwards, including me. I did not think that was a good hire. Maybe because of this, it wasn't a good hire. But on the field, they weren't a bad football team. They had their moments under Herm Edwards. Again, better than I thought they would do. This sounds pretty messy right here. Yeah, there's a snitch, and somebody wants some blood, apparently, here. And they've got a lot of documentation that they have assembled here over the last year plus. They have sent this to Arizona State. The NCAA also has their hands on it. Sounds messy. Sounds like Herm Edwards might not even survive here. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Black has dialed in. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, man, that's so just to go ahead and support what you said, man, I have never seen more beautiful women on the campus in Arizona State, man. That was amazing. I would have thought it would have been UCLA or USC or something like that, and they are amazing. But there is something going on out there in Phoenix, man. There is something going on out there, man. But Ole Miss has women that beautiful, truly?
Oh, probably. I would put them in the one slot.
No. You know, that is so hard for me to believe. I'll go see. I'll be able to give you a position on that within the next 12 months.
Okay.
Did you hear about, I'm sure you heard about it, about Ohio State was talking about playing outside of the Big Ten during the thing that went on, all the stuff went on last year? The email came out?
I don't know if I saw that. Now, we had conversations about what ifs on the show, but I don't know if I saw what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Well, an email had came out. Well, it was actually discussed. The president had, you know, it was the Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
The president of Ohio State had talked to Gene Smith about stepping outside of the Big Ten and playing our own games last year. And it's just, if you remember, man, I was going on a big tear about that, man. I really hope they continue with this, man, because I really do want to get away from the Big Ten. Another thing is, I was just reading on the message boards that with this 12-team playoff, they're saying that there may be pressure put on Ohio State and Michigan to move that game ahead. I am just really sick of tradition. Do you of all of this old stuff, man? I'm ready to go ahead. I'm sick of what came before. I'm ready for what is to be. Do you think there's any chance that they can get that move?
Wow. And the reason would be just because of the playoff? You wouldn't want to have that game so late, or what?
I don't know why they say that. I mean, we can play them after with the playoffs. I mean, in the middle of the playoffs, they're not a threat of any substantial measure. You see what I'm saying? So I don't care. I guess that's the way they're looking at it, is you don't want to, is that we don't want to play each other back-to-back. We can play each other that weekend, the weekend after, the Wednesday of the week that of the week after, and then play them in that right after we play a playoff game. I mean, they're not a substantial threat. You know what I mean? But that is their reasoning. Do you think it would happen?
I can't see it. No, I mean, I hadn't thought much about it, but no, it does remind me. Now, this is totally unrelated. You remember 06. And remember, that was one of the big...
Oh, don't take me back there, man. Listen, it's 2021,
but,
Bill.
No, but
man,
remember...
That was the closest that they... I know, man. And that's
no, but
the argument there... Go ahead,
no,
sir.
No. This is not my argument. I'm just saying, in 06, the worry was, those teams are ranked number 1 and 2, and maybe we're going to play this last regular season game, and then we're going to go ahead and play them in the BCS championship game, meaning back-to-back repeat. It didn't happen because 06 ended up Ohio State against Urban Meyer, but I was just thinking about that.
Yes, sir, and that's not an attack on you, but that is what they're invoking, 06,
right.
Man. Listen, this is not that. This is a whole different day and age, man. 15 years later, man, Michigan is not a going concern at this point. You know what I mean? So, look, let's just move this thing. We can play on week one. As I say, week one and a half, two and a half. You know what I mean? However you want to do it. I'm so sick of this old man tradition in the Big Ten, man. I really do wish they do something about it. Just destroy it all, man. But that's it, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'll give you a holler later on, brother.
All right, Blake.
Bye.
Appreciate you checking in. We've got to get the break here. Jess Newbrook's coming up. Chris Landry, top of hour number two. Herm Edwards, been a bad boy. That's what the story says. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They just opened it back up from that earlier wreck on Ellington Parkway southbound near Hart Lane. Clarksville Pike at St. Lawrence, that should be out of there in just a few more minutes on the paperwork now on that earlier crash. As traffic builds out here in Bordeaux on Briley Parkway here up by Ashland City Highway. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing. BeginHearing.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Jess Newbergs with 24/7 Sports, the Florida State site, and also the podcast, which is entitled The Big Three Roll-Up. He joins us now. He joins us on Thursdays. Berg, what's going on in your world?
It still throws you off, doesn't it?
I'm still not quite there yet with it. It's still weird to me.
I like it much better. What's going on in my world? I am currently sitting in Tallahassee, about to get a cup of coffee before I head back 4 hours on the road to Tampa.
Anything happening in the recruiting area?
Oh, hell yeah. I was up in Tallahassee for a big man 7-on-7. We got to see Dion Bowie, a 5-star DB that decommitted from Georgia just a couple weeks ago or months ago, about 8 weeks ago. Dion Bowie was there with his team 7-on-7. He's going to return to Florida State for an official. I know Texas A&M's in on him pretty good. Florida, Georgia's still recruiting him. But, yeah, it's been a fun little time here in Tallahassee, Bill. They had some official visitors on campus last week. We reported on that on Knowles 24/7. And the visits don't stop this weekend in Tallahassee. 5-star 2023 running back Richard Young, the number one running back in America, will be on campus. Marvin Jones Jr. comes in for his visit this weekend.
Uh-oh.
So Tallahassee's going to be jumping once again.
Marvin Jones Jr., man, I tell you, when you start hearing about Jr. and everybody else coming in, it makes you feel a little bit old. You probably don't go back to Marvin Jones, though, do you?
No, but, I mean, like, Stanford Samuels was there playing when I was playing, and Stanford Samuels Jr. has already graduated from Florida State.
I know. Wow. That even makes you old. Wow.
He played in the NFL for a whole season already.
That is something else. So June's going pretty well right now for the Noles.
Yeah, I mean, remember we started with Midnight Madness. FSU hosted all those visitors right as midnight struck on June 1st, and FSU was able to host visitors. That was impressive to me because those were all unofficial visitors. It's not like Florida State paid, you know, legally paid, for official visits to get all these kids on campus for June 1st and then never to see them again. Everybody that was on campus was there on an unofficial visit, so all of those prospects will be back at some point.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, with us every Thursday, bright and early in the morning, about to head back to Tampa St. Pete, his home. So that's a four-hour drive for you? Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it's a four-hour drive. I go I-10 to 75, just take the highway, put on cruise control, and it takes 4 hours exactly.
How far off 75 are you?
I'm not far. Not far at all.
So easy to get. I didn't know. Yeah. I thought it was more like 3 hours. So 4 hours, and you do that trip. If you were to estimate how many times a year you take Tampa to Tallahassee and back?
Probably 8 to 10 round trips a year. I'm slimmed down now because, like, we got four people on the site. It used to be more when it was just me and Chris or me and Corey Dowler, and I had to help cover the team and stuff. I've probably driven to and from Tallahassee probably over 500 times.
Wow. See, because from here to Atlanta, it's 4 hours, but you got to go over Monteagle Mountain and everything. I mean, you got to fight some places to get through. Yours is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, about 250 miles.
What's next on the Big Three roll-up?
Man, we taped last night until 12:30 in the morning. So, like, 6 hours ago, we were taping the Big Three roll-up. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Kev was out. Kev had to work, just couldn't. He could not make it. So we had Gabby Yerudia fill in. Gabby works and writes for Inside the U. He did a great job. We had a lot of fun. We talked some recruiting. We talked a lot of college football. We talked about the Arizona State situation. And none of us think that Herm Edwards is going to coach the first game of the year. We all had different takes on it, though. We get into some of the NIL stuff. We take life coach questions. We had a great time on the Big Three roll.
By the way, where has Silk been?
He's here. What, he's just quiet?
Yeah, does he tweet anymore? I don't see him.
Yeah, we were talking about – he was talking about Georgia falling apart on the podcast. They're losing commitments left and right. Yeah, you got to tune in.
Yeah, but usually Silk historically is like fighting people on Twitter and attacking people, and I haven't seen any of that.
Season, Bill.
Okay. All right.
I think he'll fire it back up, like, come August.
So nothing's
changed.
We're
not even in July yet.
Okay. All right. I've been meaning to ask you that. He's been,
they
to me.
They suspend your account now on Twitter for everything, you know? You got to be real careful. It's not the same.
Okay, what are you dabbling in right now in the stock market?
Ooh. CCIV is one that I think is ready to launch. I've been sitting on that one for a while. It almost hit 26. It's down to like 23 right now, but I think it's ready to launch. I think Penn dipped on that DraftKings news yesterday for some reason. I think you could get in there. I think Penn will bounce back. UWMC is a mortgage broker stock that's about to run. I got some stuff cooking, Bill.
That's pretty good.
I got some stuff cooking.
Has AMC cooled down?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just chilling on AMC. I got like 25 shares left, and I'm in at $9 and change, and it's at like 50-some, and I'm just kind of waiting. It's been trading sideways at like 55 to 58 for like the last week.
Yeah, been chopping. Been chopping a little bit. Take a look at AHT. I believe it's hotel related. AHT. That's one.
I am in there on that one, Bill. I'm down a little bit. I got in, I don't know, earlier this week. I'm down a little bit, but yeah, I'm hopeful there. I'll just buy more.
It's in the fives. Yeah, that one, I think that one's got a chance to go 10 plus.
Let's go.
Hope so. Berg, tell everybody how they can get the podcast and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is up now on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast, you can go listen to it. Big free roll-up.
Good stuff, Berg. We'll see you. Safe travels.
See you, Bill.
We will have the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry coming up here in about 30 minutes. I'll ask him about Herm Edwards. Is there anything new on LSU? Now, again, LSU, maybe not as a team baseball program as we speak, but that's the baseball mecca. College baseball mecca. Is there anything new out there on their hire for the next coach to replace Paul Maneri, who retired? I hadn't seen anything. Now, I wasn't looking real hard on Wednesday for that, but I didn't see any news related to that particular topic. But I'll ask Chris about it. Chris is down there. He's connected any which way you want to be connected down there. Chris will know what's happening, so I will. Among all the football items we'll get into. Yeah, back to Herm Edwards. This situation at Arizona State, and again, West Coast football is not really much of an item right now. It's just out of sight, out of mind. It's not a very good league. Not many teams are a threat to get into the current playoffs. Now, once we get to 12, that'll be more inclusive for the West Coast. But as of right now, and I saw that one tweet about this story is going to be huge in the balance of power out West. I don't even know. Does anybody really respect that there's a balance of power out West? Not that I know of. At least I don't. Got to earn that respect. That league, that part of the country has not been earning the respect. Now, story in case you missed it, you can look it up and you can pull up these specifics. But apparently, Arizona State, during the long, and I mean prolonged, dead period, which went from March of 2020 all the way to June 1 or the end of May of this year, so more than 12 months, had numerous players on campus for visits, and some of them were paid for. They even had a deal where they would meet families in a stairwell after dark. And apparently there is a person who is a snitch there who gathered documentation over a period of time, has pictures, has all kinds of clues, crime scene, and I'm using that metaphorically, information that they sent to Arizona State, the front office, and the NCAA has their hands on this too. Of course, the NCAA is not competent enough to be out in front on something like this, but they can be reactive. They're not proactive at all, but they can be reactive to it, and there are many suggesting, Berg just pointed it out too, that they don't know if or how Herm Edwards gets to the first game of the season this year after all this news. And he is implicated in it directly. So we'll see. Lake Norman Buckeye Bill. Still waiting on the Trojan Southern Cal to stop clowning around and back up a gold truck to some major coach. That is right now, with the right coach, if you want to talk about, and Sleeping Giant probably wouldn't be the right, because Sleeping Giant almost infers that you've never really done it before, but it's real possible. Sleeping Giant, right? But if you want to revive a Sleeping Giant, that's the best gig out there. Southern Cal. Think about it. They've been mediocre to pretty good for a while. They really haven't been much since 04, 05, right in that stretch. And then the NCAA thing and Pete Carroll leaving, it got real messy. One year, Baby Kiff was picked number one preseason. That team didn't do much. Big disappointment, if you'll recall. But they haven't done much in over a decade. They haven't done much really almost in the last 15 years, since 04, 05. And those were really, really outstanding teams there. That's what you can be, though. You can be that team at USC yearly, year in and year out. Got to have the right leadership. It's always, like we've said, ad nauseum, it's always about the right hire. Get the hire right, and all that takes care of itself. Southern Cal, with the right hire, takes back control of the West Coast. Period. It's not even something you can speculate on. They've got everything you need, including a ridiculous, fertile recruiting base to get players from. Crazy what you can get done out there. At Southern Cal, you can look like Clemson right now, Ohio State right now, Alabama. You can be in that grouping year in, year out, if you've got the right leadership in place. It's that simple. I know it's not simple, but the blueprint is simple out there. They're pretty good to average right now without the best leadership. For some reason at Southern Cal, they don't search out the best ADs, and it's almost like hiring in-house is so easy to do. Why not just do it? And I don't get it. If they had the right leadership, no telling what they could do. I'm telling you, when Southern Cal, and I can take you back to the 70s. That's as far back as I can go. But when Southern Cal is right, they can look Alabama eye to eye and say, we got big bad guys too. Let's go. Let's brawl. But it hadn't been that way in quite some time. Yeah, you're talking about balance of power. You really want to get into the term or phrase balance of power. That's what's missing out there. It's not somebody rising up again like Oregon or, and Washington's had their moments too. Utah's got a very good, solid program. Boise State does too. But if you really want to affect the balance of power, then have Southern Cal be what they should be again. That straightens all that out. Think about it. You've got an entire side of the country that is not accounted for. Lots of real estate out there and not accounted for at all, meaning somebody could take over and own it. Right now, you could own the entire West Coast with the right hire. Now, there's some obstacles, yeah, but pretty big, fast piece of real estate out there, to say the least. All right. We will get this break in Thursday edition. Top of the hour, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more now on 65 coming down through Robertson County, passing Goodlettsville. Traffic's also on the increase 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. It's a crash being cleared over there on 4th Avenue at Oak Street. Steady flow of traffic making its way down 40 East right now through Kingston Springs coming in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Hi, I'm Marcus Scribner. The way we treat others affects us all, and that includes the way we treat animals. Cruel treatment of animals overseas led to the pandemic crisis, killing 1 million people worldwide. Environmental destruction, pollution, and poaching have killed endangered wild species. Our world today is a poorer place for people to live and inhumane for both people and animals. To fight back, American Humane created a 10-point plan to help animals, people, and the world we share. From ending the dog and cat meat trade to universal humane standards for farms, zoos, entertainment, and animal transport. Together we can make a difference. Join the fight for our animal friends. Go to AmericanHumane.org today and sign our new deal for animals. For a kinder, safer, and healthier world for all of us.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind-blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business and you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's the number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
Chris Landry, top of the hour. LandryFootball.com. If you have any questions for him, just post them here in a little bit. Don't do it yet. Post them here shortly, and we will pass them along. I think we're clear. I did not locate Catch yesterday, Jeff Ketchum. I do want to have him on soon, though. Don't know if we'll get him this week. Probably won't. Catch is not an early morning, get a guy on early guy. You have to get him on later. Can't do it Friday because that's occupied by Brad. In hour number three. Yeah, Catch has got to be later in hour number three. I think he stays up late. Oh, does incredible work. His site is called Orange Bloods, and it is one of the most popular sites out there. It's right at the top. Catch has been very, very successful in his endeavors. Covering a program, Texas, speaking of a program that hadn't really done a whole lot in quite a while. Now, the baseball team's in Omaha at the College World Series, but in football and basketball, we were just talking about Southern Cal. Texas, after that incredible Vince Young, Reggie Bush, Rose Bowl, which would have been the 05 season, January of 06, but 05 season, Trojans hadn't done really much since then. Texas went on another run. Remember, Colt McCoy took over, and they got to the national championship 09 season. McCoy goes out early in the game with, what, a shoulder, clavicle, whatever it was. And who hit? Was it Marcel Darius, I believe, on the play? You fans can bean count me on that. Anyway, so yeah, Texas had a little bit more longevity after that 05 phenomenal, one of the best Rose Bowls you're going to see, and national championship games you're going to see. But after 09, Texas hasn't really done anything. So you've got two monstrosities that have the ability to be chalky, Southern Cal, Texas, and had done a whole lot. With all their abilities, with all their potential, have not done a whole lot in quite some time. I mean, we're one of them were extending out about a decade on Texas, with Southern Cal a little over that. And we'll talk with Chris. This is the time of year where you can get into some items like that a little bit more than typical. Herm Edwards, that's one of those stories, y'all, where, and I'm not predicting this, but you could see by the end of the day, end of the week, he's out. That's how fast something like that could materialize at Arizona State. That's where we're at with the story. Now, again, I can't tell you that's going to happen that soon, etc., but it would not be surprising if something happened rather rapidly here with that story. Andy says, yes, Bill, that was Marcell Dareus. That's what I thought. You go back to Nick and so many players, that sometimes it's like, which one? So many players. Wow. '09. We were out there. No. We took the show out there that year. And again, when you do the role, I don't know if they do this still. That's 10 plus years. But they put you up in Newport Beach, which isn't really, I mean, I guess it depends on how you're looking at your geography. But if you're talking about travel distance from a hotel to a stadium or something, Newport Beach isn't really close to Pasadena. And you talk about the traffic getting up that way, wow. It's not good. Now, the good thing is they brought both the teams and they did all their media stuff. When you cover a national championship, obviously you have practices and maybe a little media opportunity there. I'm not involved in any of that because it's useless for me. But then you have a media day. And both teams will come to a facility. In Miami, it would be, when I've been down there for those games, it's Hard Rock Stadium. They bring the teams to the stadium and the media mass interviews them, etc. In California, they brought the teams to the hotel there in Newport Beach. And let's say that year, 09, Alabama was at noon and Texas was at 2 or something. But think about some of the guys. Well, Muschamp was the defensive coordinator. I remember him standing there talking to him. Jim McElwain was the offensive coordinator for Alabama. Could not, I'm telling you, all the jokes about the shark thing, which isn't even true. But could not have been a nicer, more giving interview than McElwain. I remember sitting there with him 10, 15 minutes or something like that. Of course, you got Mac Brown, you got Nick Saban, you have all that. But some of the assistants back then, pretty interesting. But yeah, they bring them for a couple of hours each, and you could. That's about the only time, and you can get them all. Nick won't let you, and a lot of schools have the same rule in place now, but Nick won't let you. You can't get alone and interview any of the coaches. But at that event, you can. John says, Bill, you're correct. Marcell Dareus of Hoover High School and coached by Mr. Rush Probst. Has Rush found a gig yet? After his latest unraveling, whatever you'd call it. So they hired a guy down in Valdosta, right? Probst is out. Yeah, we had a caller from Daddy Valdosta a few weeks ago. Kind of brush us up on the latest down there on that story. Chris Landry, top of the hour. We've got another segment here. Hour number one, Thursday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more now on 65 coming down through Robertson County, passing Goodlettsville. Traffic's also on the increase 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. It's a crash being cleared over there on 4th Avenue and Oak Street. Steady flow. Traffic making its way down 40 East right now through Kingston Springs coming in from Dixon County. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update is brought to you by Keeps. Tired of losing your hair? Get 50% off for your first order at keeps.com/vsin. Keeps.com/vsin.
The U.S. Open underway today at Torrey Pines. John Rahm, the odds-on favorite at plus 1,000. Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, and Jordan Spieth each at plus 1,600. Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele at plus 1,800. After a heroic performance by Kevin Durant for the shorthanded Nets in Game 5, the Nets have a chance to clinch a spot in the conference finals with a win in Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee. The Bucks are a home favorite, minus 5.5, the over-under 220. Stanley Cup semifinals, the Lightning and Islanders tonight. The series tied at one game apiece. Tampa Bay, the road favorite, minus 145 on the money line. Islanders plus 125, the over-under 5. For vsin.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700
next to Publix.
And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today maxing out about 90 for tonight, mostly clear, lows near 68. Friday, sunshine, highs 93. Friday night, mostly clear, 71. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 92. Father's Day, sunshine, highs near 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Just a quick note and I'll take a call. Julia down in Atlanta links this ESPN article. I've not seen this. Says Jimmy Kimmel, late night host, will be the title sponsor of the LA Bowl, which will debut in December. The inaugural edition of the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl will be played December 18th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. The host announced on his show Wednesday night. The game will be on ABC. Quote, "This is not a joke," Kimmel said during his opening monologue. "This is a real bowl game named after me, so mark this on your calendars. It's like an early Christmas gift for all of us." I've not seen that. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, let me get up in London, Ohio. Josh, welcome in.
Christmas gift? That Christmas gift sucks because Jimmy Kimmel sucks. They're going to find the two crappiest football teams they can find in all of college football and put them in there. So we already know that team up north is going to be in there. And who are they going to play? What, Tennessee?
Have Michigan – I don't think Tennessee will be eligible. But how about Michigan and Southern Cal? Why not? It's not like they're going to be in the playoffs, right?
Yeah. yeah, none of them are going to make the playoffs anytime soon. Well, I don't know. With this 12 teams, USC might have an opportunity to get in there, but still not Harbaugh. They'll be lucky to go 500 this year. So, Bill, I didn't really want anything today. I just, man, I'm back to work. I'm still a little bit sore. I got that kind of deep throbbing kind of pain going on in my arm, but everything's fine. Everything's, healing the way it should. So,
Alec Quipa Bob told me you've already been back out with those Bulls after the incident.
Yeah. Well, yeah. yeah, I took a little bit more precautions, and I made sure I wasn't getting in the middle of them there, walking in between them or whatever. So I went ahead and took my extra precautions, and yeah, everything went fine. But no, I'm not going to be a pansy and shy away from that stuff just because of one bad incident. It's just not me. So Bob can do that all he wants, but no, I'm not going to play that. Hey, Bill, you ever try to smoke anything like salmon or anything like that?
Yes, I have. Not recently, because the kids are always into just the meat and potatoes of chicken and brisket and ribs and hamburger. That's basically what we do. But yes, fish being smoked is delicious. I love it.
Yeah, now, Kitchen Notes has a I remember when I was down there, I had smoked salmon for breakfast there one morning. It was just out of this world. It was awesome.
I bet. Yeah.
And the biscuit lady, she did a phenomenal job, as I expected her to do. So looking forward to getting down there this year. I'm assuming commitments has the green light.
Yep, it does.
Okay. Yep, I'm looking forward to getting down there this year, and I don't know how much drinking I'll do. I've kind of been laying off of the drinking a little bit, so I don't know. I might have to key it up one more time when we're down there and have us a party, but it'll be fun. I'm just curious about the salmon there. I didn't know if you'd ever tried it or how to do it. I'm going to try it this weekend there. I don't have my rec tech yet, but I'm going to try to smoke some this weekend and
let me know
how that goes.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. All right, Bill. We'll catch you later.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah, appreciate that. Anyways, top of the hour is approaching, and we'll get to it. Chris Landry. Every Thursday, LandryFootball.com. A lot of good topics. I'll ask him what he's heard about the Herm Edwards story. We'll try and get an update there on LSU baseball, what's going on. Is it Mike Bianco or is it somebody else? Is it the coach at ECU who is a former assistant at Vanderbilt and LSU and has done a very good job at East Carolina? Or who is it for the LSU opening? But yeah, the Herm Edwards thing is an interesting topic. There's also another good question about scholarships. And is there any chance they would raise the scholarship limit in the future just because of the number of games a few teams will play that are involved in the expansion of the playoffs, which is going to happen as soon as 2023. Don't know the year yet, but you can say as soon as 2023 for the expansion from 4 to the number that's being agreed upon apparently is 12. Not new news. Yeah, not today's new news. That sounds weird. I told you before we ever played a playoff game in 14 that they were going to expand and they would do it before the end of the contract. I didn't tell you it'd be 12. I did not think that. Wish I'd have thought that, but I thought they'd probably go to 8. But 8's not a popular number. Due to the fact that you actually lose at-large bids by going to 8. Which is the big problem. And they're going to throw the whole inclusion thing. This isn't about inclusion. It's about the cash, just like Chris talked about here recently when we had him on. Anyways, Landry coming up. LandryFootball.com. Omni, Nashville Hotel.